gonna be changing your ways. I'm a cheerleader, was a real young breed. Old times I can reminisce. All the best things of loving with a sister and a cousin. Only started with a little kiss like this.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Oh, I love that song. Somebody's in studio that we haven't seen for a while. So I apparently offended you years ago, and now you're back. We want to say welcome to Aaron Wickbolt. He's a physical therapist at Alina Health. He's joined today by Carissa Fuller. She is a student of physical therapy. So great to see both of you.
Great to be here.
Well, thanks for coming in. So first of all, your job still continues. You still have all sorts of people I know that you're seeing, and we're getting into the important slips, trips, and fall season, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
So you're seeing a lot of people by accident, as they say?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
A few more fractures, a few more falls and on ice.
So we'll do the shuffle. Is that what you recommend to your patients?
Oh, the penguin shuffle.
The penguin shuffle.
Yeah, that's what we were taught.
Yes, I'm all for that. So, Aaron, great to see you. And you brought with you today Carissa. Tell us about her.
Carissa is a student at St. Scholastica. She's been with me for 9 weeks. This is her last week of her internship, and it's been great to have her.
So, Carissa, tell us about what you thought about when you were going to college. How did you know this was a field you wanted to pursue?
Grad at Morris. It's a U of M school by Alexandria. And I was in college sports there, and I really enjoy the whole body mechanics and figuring out how to make someone better at a certain skill that they have. And then I had a year off, and I got a coach in Rogers and Cambridge for diving, and I like absolutely just love coaching and teaching people new things, and I really like the healthcare, so that's kind of where physical therapy came in, is just being your best self.
So. Did you ever need physical therapy?
I did. I fractured my neck in my junior year, and I had one day of that, and then I had it for my knees done as well after college.
So that puts you on the other side of your patients, and that's probably a positive.
Yeah, it taught me a lot, and it taught me how to really love it because they fixed me up really fast, and I was like, this is totally worth it. So
how much more school do you have?
I have until this May, and then I'll be done.
Well, congratulations
to you.
Thank you. How's your internship been so far?
It's been wonderful. I really like everybody that has come through the Hastings Clinic. Our patients are great, and Aaron is a wonderful physical therapist. He knows so much, so I've been learning a lot.
Well, that's great. So I know today we're going to talk about dizziness. What is the medical term for dizziness?
It can be broken down into a lot of different avenues when you're trying to treat dizziness. And so what we treat a lot is vestibular dizziness. So the vestibular system is disrupted in some way. People will come to see us, and we can do different things for that vestibular system.
What is our vestibular system?
So you can think about this really small system that's in your inner ear, and it really controls how you feel movement. So your head moving from side to side, up and down. If you're in an elevator, that's what's telling you you're moving up or down, because your eyes are fixated on something, but your body is still moving. And so your vestibular system, it has gel, and it has these little fingers that can feel. And when that gel moves, or when your head moves, that those fingers are going to be stimulated, and then you're going to be able to sense movement. And then those signals go to your brain, and you're able to sense that you're moving.
Did you learn this yet in school?
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is fascinating.
Yeah.
So we have a system, vestibular system, in both of our ears?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And either one can potentially go wrong.
Right. So go wrong with what about one. If, where does a clogged ear or earwax build up or any of that? Does that affect the system?
It potentially could, but that's not what we usually see.
Okay.
What we actually see is something called BPPV, so benign paroxysmal positional vertigo. A big mouthful there. What happens in that situation, and this is the thing that people most commonly feel, like the room is spinning,
yes,
type of thing, and it can happen right out of the blue. So some people wake up and they'll wake up with it and they'll say, what did I do?
Yes.
Or what could I do? And sometimes you just, there's nothing that you could have done and it just happens.
But how does it happen? Why does it happen?
So there's these little tiny, tiny little crystals that are in our inner ear, and they'll break loose of where they're supposed to be, and they'll get stuck in these little small canals in the vestibular system. And what happens is they're in the wrong spot, and so they'll start moving when your head is not moving. So if you do a quick movement, let's say you're looking up, that's commonly something that you'll hear from patients, is they look up quickly, and then all of a sudden the world starts spinning. You'll look up, your head will stop moving, but those crystals will keep moving in those mm-hmm. canals, and what will happen is that that signal will be sent to your brain, and the rest of your body thinks you're sitting still, and then you have those signals coming from that crystal that's still moving in that canal, saying that you're moving, and all of a sudden now it feels like the room is spinning because you have all these mixed signals in your brain telling you that you're doing two different things at once. So what we do as therapists is we do a maneuver to try to get those crystals to fall back in place.
And is it with our head? Do you move our head in a certain way?
Absolutely. So if you can think about this four-step, it's kind of hard to explain, but a four-step treatment, it's called the Epley maneuver, where you're sitting up, you turn your head, and then you lie down quickly. Usually the patient gets pretty dizzy with this, but then you turn your head, you sit and wait for everything to settle down, because that's usually what happens, is that crystal settles down in that gel, and everything within about 45 seconds to 60 seconds is okay and you're fine again. But then we have to turn the head again to move that crystal in the canal again, and then we have to turn you onto your side, so you're lying on your side and then sitting back up. And then what we're hoping is that we're bringing that crystal all the way down and into the spot where it's supposed to be.
Can you tell which ear is off?
Absolutely.
Oh, you can?
And we do tests for it. So we can do tests in the clinic for it.
Do you look in the ear, or how do you know?
Nope, it's a maneuver. You'd actually have to actually see the system. It's so small, you'd really have to see it through a microscope.
The system is that small?
It's tiny, tiny. So we do maneuvers in the clinic to test for it.
Okay. But usually with vertigo or dizziness, there is just one side that's wacky, or?
Most of the time it's just one side. Very occasionally I'll see people that have both sides affected. Pretty rare for that to actually happen. But sometimes in traumatic events, it can happen. So the cause of it is about 50-50. Sometimes it just happens and those crystals will break loose, and 50% of the time usually it's due to some type of trauma. So some type of head injury, a concussion, car accident, something like that, where you'll break one of those crystals off and they'll get into the inner ear. And so when you're seeing it in both ears, that's more of probably the traumatic type of
sure.
injuries that
okay.
I see.
So I have had vertigo after I took a medication. I had some sort of a weird reaction to a medication, and it gave me vertigo. Is that true? I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
I'm telling you it's true. But could that have really been it? So then I went off that medication, and it was fine. I think it was for, I don't know if I had pneumonia or I had something.
I think that was probably most likely due to the medication side effects.
How can that give you vertigo too, though? Could you help me with that, or is that something where...
No, I wouldn't be able to help you with that. So that would
okay.
be more of just managing your medications with your
okay.
doctor. And we see that often too, is that, you know, the doctor's going to see someone that has dizziness and they'll send them to us in physical therapy. And then we'll have to kind of determine through testing whether this dizziness is actually coming from the vestibular system or is it coming from a medication. If it's coming from a medication, there's not really anything that we can do. So that would be more of a discussion with your doctor to try to adjust the medication.
So when you say you do some testing, what are those tests? Do you want to tell us, Carissa?
Yeah, so when we're looking at this BPPV for vertigo, the different tests that he talked about earlier where you lay the person down quickly and you put their head in a certain position, what you're going to see is something called nystagmus, which is rapid eye movements. So if I had it on my right side, my eyes would flick up quickly and towards the right. And if we didn't see that, then that means that there's something else going on. So then we test the other ear. We test different canals. So there's a few different positions. But what we're looking for is, are you dizzy? Are you nauseated? And do we see those rapid eye movements? And if we don't have any of those, then there could be other vestibular issues going on, or we look into your medications and say, is there something else in play here?
What other kind of vestibular issues could you have?
You could have a hypofunction, meaning that your system is not working up to par. It's not as good as it could be. And so then we do a lot of different activities like spinning you in a circle. Or
these all sound horrible if you're already dizzy.
It's not the most enjoyable treatment.
No, but the more that we assess your symptoms and we say, okay, this made it a little bit worse, then we let it calm down. But you have to practice things or your system will stay the same. So it's like exercise. You have to keep exercising or you won't get stronger. It's the same thing with this system.
So you have to make yourself dizzy for it to correct itself?
Sometimes you have to elicit the symptom depending on what it is. And then it should be able to calm down once it remembers that.
Really?
Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. It just, sometimes we have to tell patients that, you know, after some of our sessions, you might be a little, I call it the vestibular storm. You might feel like you're a little out of it or a little fatigued after the session, but within 24 hours, you're going to feel better. Yeah. And it's going to get better and better the more and more you do these things.
Because dizziness really can be debilitating for people, mm-hmm. can't it? Because
absolutely.
You yeah. mentioned, Carissa, the nausea that comes with it. Why is that? Why do we get nauseous from that?
It's that motion sense.
Oh,
you
okay.
feel like you're moving and you're not moving. So it's like you're on a roller coaster.
Yeah, your body reacts to it.
Okay.
In a different way. Yeah.
So what is motion sickness? Is that having something, is that having to do with the vestibular system?
That is having to do with the vestibular system and more of, it'd tie more into what we're doing when we're working with a poor working vestibular system or a hypofunction, what we would call it in the medical field. But that would be trying to get the vestibular system to work better, to be able to tolerate more activity more. Like if you think of a figure skater that spins in a circle 50 times, there's no way that they would be able to do that right off the street. And your vestibular system is working really hard during that entire task. And so you have to practice that again and again and again and again, and pretty soon your vestibular system is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger and be able to tolerate that activity.
So does it get worse as we age? Because I'll tell you, when I was a kid, I could always go on the tilt-a-whirl, or I mean, I can still go on roller coasters, but what are some of the other spinning kind of rides at amusement parks? I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, and it does with age. If you're not doing those same activities, it will get worse, but it's not to say that it can't get better.
You can really?
Still get back to those rides. You should.
Well, so how
you just
do
gotta
I
spin yourself in a chair a couple
is
times.
Is that true?
It is, yeah. One of the, you know, some of the treatments that we do kind of seem silly, but one of them is just spinning around in a chair to stimulate that vestibular system and push it to kind of its edge of how much that person can tolerate. And then the next day, what's going to happen is that vestibular system is going to notice that you're pushing it to the edge of what it can do, and it's going to get stronger. And then you're going to be able to do it a little bit better the next day and a little bit better the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the exercises we do.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. What else should we know about vertigo?
There's a lot of different reasons for dizziness, and there's a lot of different reasons for having vertigo, and it's a very complicated diagnosis. I think with physical therapy, it's one of the most challenging things if we don't find what we've been talking about here. So if it is clear-cut BPPV.
The crystal thing.
The crystal thing.
Okay.
It's fairly easy to treat, and we can treat it very quickly. But if it's not that, then really it may take more time, may take, when we're treating the crystal thing, that can take days. or weeks. That's it. But if we're treating something that's a little more complicated or something that's been going on for a long time, it can take months. But we can treat it. I've treated people that have had dizziness or like a hypofunction, a not properly working vestibular system for 10, 15 years. They've came into my clinic and they were finally referred to me. And it took a long time, but we actually treated their dizziness. And so people sometimes give up hope, but there are things that you can do. So if you do have any dizziness, most people are fearful of doing the treatment, or they're fearful of going to the doctor. But there is treatment for it, and there is hope for trying to get rid of that dizziness. A lot of people are fearful because they don't want to make the symptoms worse. And it is challenging when you first start doing the treatment, because like we have talked about, it does get worse right after our treatment, but that's the only way that it's going to resolve itself, is by challenging that vestibular system or that balance system, and then it's going to gradually get better day after day after day.
What about an inner ear infection or something? Does that cause dizziness, or is that still tied to this vestibular system?
Yeah, so we see that commonly in the hospital, actually, is that someone will have an infection and they'll get something that's called neuritis, vestibular neuritis, and it's just an inflammation of a nerve. And that's something that can cause the same symptoms that we're talking about right now. For physical therapy, we really don't treat that. We just wait for that inflammation to go down. And usually that resolves itself rather quickly once that inflammation does go down, within days or weeks.
So does that make your ear hurt? Could that cause an earache?
Possibly.
Okay, yeah. Okay. This is fascinating, fascinating. So it's important for us to get to the root of what is causing our vertigo or our dizziness.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like the fact that you said it can just come out of nowhere. What the heck?
Yeah, unfortunately, if you want to get more into the root of it, or the physiology of it, is that it just happens with age, because some of the proteins in our bodies are not holding those crystals in like they should. It's tough to explain, but that crystal is actually just not forming the way that it should be as you age. And so sometimes it can break loose and get into that system.
Carissa, I think you're training with a great guy here, huh?
Yeah, I think so. He's pretty knowledgeable.
And I think when you go back to St. Scholastica, I bet you'll be the only person who can say, yeah, part of my internship was a radio show, right?
Yeah, I think I'll be the only one.
It's a pretty cool experience.
Well, it's cool for our listeners, so thank you.
I hear a lot of people that just talk about just not going for treatment, spouses will come in and they'll say, oh yeah, my wife has dizziness and she just does not want to go and get treatment for it. And we can look at it. We can hopefully help and everything. And some people are just hesitant to go and get treatment, but it's beneficial.
Thank you so much. Wonderful information and a very fascinating topic. We want to thank our guest today, Carissa Fuller. She's a student of physical therapy at St. Scholastica College. Good luck to you, Carissa. And we also want to thank physical therapist Aaron Wickbolt for his great insights and information into this topic. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.